Smart Global Holdings, which is a manufacturer of various kinds of chips, including for lighting and computer memory. That company came out with earnings, and it looks like they it saw big gains year over year in those numbers, even though they came in a bit short of analyst estimates. SGH CEO Mark Adams is with us now. Mark, thank you so much for being here. So talk to me, you guys have made a lot of changes over the past year in terms of beefing up, making some acquisitions that have changed the company. So where are you seeing the primary growth drivers come from at this point?
Well, interestingly enough, yeah, we've diversified the company from a pure memory play just 5 years ago into some new segments, one of which is computing. And specifically around high-performance computing under the Penguin brand that we develop custom solutions for artificial intelligence and machine learning. And then in the middle of last year, we closed the acquisition of Cree LED, and we're diversifying into the LED space as well, both of which have led to strong growth. Again, we announced record revenue and record non-GAAP gross margins of 27% yesterday. So exciting time for the company.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at some of the analyst commentary here. Here's Deutsche Bank saying this is on your margin. SGH is outperforming its gross margin target. They raise their price target on your stock from $80 to $70. And here's Jefferies. They also have a new price target of $80 from $72, saying even though the multiple has expanded lately, it can keep expanding on continued execution. But we're seeing the stock down about 12% today. Just wondering what might be on investors' minds that could cause that, given the rather positive analyst commentary that we're hearing.
Yeah, sure. I think if you look back a little bit, just 2 months ago, our stock was trading in the low 50s. We've had a decent bump. But I think also it's worthy of note that we transitioned a large shareholder, a private equity firm, who was very supportive of the company out of the stock in 2021. And so you're seeing a little bit of a shuffling of our shareholders, and we're making a big effort that way. We also announced a 2-for-1 share split yesterday. And I think that'll help us, again, attract new investors into the story. But, you know, just again, we go back 16 months ago, our stock was trading at $25 and a lot of good momentum. It could be some profit taking.
Gotcha. I'm curious what you're seeing on the supply chain front when it comes to your chips. I know there is some distinction between different kinds of chips and the supply chain issues that folks are having, but there's also a lot of trends that are just industry-wide here.
Sure, and I think that's the unique aspect of what's going on currently in the market today is that the breadth of it, which you've identified, it's not just in one sector. And with that, I think it's going to be a little bit of a longer recovery to better balance in the semiconductor industry across all of the verticals. Well, you know, one good example is in the automotive space, there are 10-cent analog parts that are holding up production of infotainment systems. And so from our perspective, it's a daily management process to make sure we're able to meet our supply initiative and deliver to our customers. And the team's done a fantastic job.
And you were just talking about the automotive chip shortage. We keep hearing about that. I'm just wondering, does the chip shortage extend to all industries? I'm just wondering if it's concentrated in some. And given your bird's eye view or ground level view here, just wondering what you see from the industry inside.
Well, I mean, I think it's as I said, it's a little bit unusual that it's more diverse in terms of the overall shortages. Sometimes you get in market conditions where there's an industry sector that's impacted. And I spent 10 years in the memory industry, and that was certainly a cyclical market. This today is a lot more broad, and it's across, you know, logic, it's across graphics, it's across, again, analog parts and what have you. So I think it's going to be probably the better part of 2022 till we see some signs of recovery in the broader markets.
Well, we appreciate your time here. Going to leave it there. Mark Adams, SGH CEO.